pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we honor and glorify you as we celebrate this day. A day, Heavenly Father, you declare from the very foundation of the world. You sought us, Heavenly Father, and you saw our needs. And everything, Heavenly Father, was designed to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. So now, Lord, as we celebrate a day that has been designated as the birth of your Son, we acknowledge and we glorify you for all the great things you have done. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston. To you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, as well as those that are watching us live on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. Thank you. Where we find these words which are recorded, and we have it on our screen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. You may be seated. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to use our topic this morning as we celebrate this Christmas day, the arrival. The arrival of Son of God. Over the last several weeks, I have focused several messages on topic of Christmas and Christmas season. In our first message, I used the topic of how John the Baptist was a forerunner for Christ. And in our last message, the topic was missed. And in that message, our focus was on how missed individuals was, how they missed the Lord's arrival when he came. And this morning, we want to speak about the arrival of the Son of God. For there is nothing in the history of the world like it. Nothing to compare to it. Nothing is equal to it. When God's Son arrived in this world. So Christmas, my brothers and sisters, is a time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a time of joy and salutation. It is a time as we welcome in the Savior of the world that came to do so much for you and I in the fullness of time. My brothers and sisters, as we as believers celebrate this day, because of his arrival, there should be a shout of hallelujah to our Lord, our God, and our King. But if we think about all of the things that are occurring in the world today, there need to be joy, even in the midst of a dark world that we live in. And so the historical text, my brothers and sisters, reveal in this particular scripture, during the 60-year ministry of Isaiah, Isaiah served God under godly and ungodly rulers. Yet, my brothers and sisters, it was during the rule of Ahaz, who was a wicked ruler, that one of the most powerful of Isaiah's prophecy was proclaimed. How God one day took on human form, and a virgin named Mary would have a child, and he would be called the Son of God. In the book of Isaiah, in that 7th chapter and 14th verse, it states, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and have a son and name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." And from this statement, the world was able to behold God manifested in flesh. And even today, after 2,000 years, men are still questioning who Jesus is. This is what we know, my brothers and sisters. The birth of Jesus was divinely inspired. And what that means is that it was God's influence or God's inspiration that caused something unprecedented to happen. God can do all things. God was now, my brothers and sisters, intervening or acting on behalf of mankind's fallen state. When Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born," the Almighty Deliverer would come as a child named Emmanuel, which means, or which is interpreted, God with us. He would be called Jesus, Yeshua, Savior, Deliverer. This is what is referred by this as the incarnation, when the eternal Son of God, without ceasing to be God, took on a humanly nature, fully humanly nature, and was born in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. He took on a fully human nature. So the first thing we see is the coming Messiah would have twofold natures. He would be born through the woman by natural birthing, the natural birthing process. And from this, it made Jesus a human baby. So now scripture revealed to us in Galatians 4:4, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman under the law." Jesus was not made by man, but by the woman. And this was the woman's seed, mentioned in Genesis 3:15. When God says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The woman's seed. Nothing to do with man. The seed of the woman would come from the lineage, the woman's biological lineage, not by man, but by and through the power of the Holy Spirit. I have shared how God can speak reality or speak things into existence. And now we can understand why God told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to be fruitful and multiply. Here is why. In order for a fruit to multiply, there must first be some seed. And a seed will produce more of its kind. So God said the Messiah would come from the woman's seed. And from the woman's seed, there would come more offsprings that would come in the fullness or that would come in the future. Now we understand why the 42 generation, all of the fathers we read begot sons. But when it came to Mary, it reads, of whom was born Jesus the Christ. It had absolutely, emphatically, undeniably nothing to do with man, but it had everything to do with what God was doing. No man begot Jesus. Jesus came by the power and by the power of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. For 42 generations, it speaks of how all of the men through biblical prophecy begot sons. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. But when it came to Mary, there was no begotten on Mary's part, but that God said by whom the son, his son would come. My brothers and sisters, we see all of this taking place because it was by God's divine providence. And Jesus will answer all of the questions with the affirmatives. And when we think about what God was doing, he was bringing us into a realization of all of the things that he had done and will continue to do. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is doing, he knows the future because he can speak things into reality. He knew you before you knew yourself. He knew your content of your character. He knew your personality. He knew how you would live all your life. But he would bring you into a realization of his word so that change would take place. Now, there are some changes for some will take place, but there are some changes that folks will never change. And the Lord is simply telling us to keep preaching and keep teaching because I did not come to call the righteous, but I came to call sinners. The greatest problem the world has today is that we don't look like each other, we don't act like each other, and we war with each other. And because of that, because we are different, we are at war with one another. How can we be at war with one another when we all came from Adam and Eve? We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And because of that, we all have a generic makeup that's the same. I may not look like you. I may be a little darker than you. You may be a little lighter than you, but we are all the same. My brothers and sisters, God knew our strength as well as our weakness, our successes as well as our failures. And my brothers and sisters, God, even through it all, made provision to help you and I. Provision to guide us. Provision to direct us.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.